This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says he's discussing an option that would keep a small residual U.S. military force in northeast Syria.
A purpose of those forces, working with the SDF, is to deny access to those oil fields by ISIS and others who may benefit from their revenues that could be earned.
Esper says he's not made a final decision on that option. Meanwhile, the first U.S. troops have crossed the border of Syria into Iraq. Some Kurds have expressed anger over the U.S. exit. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Angry over the U.S. withdrawal from Syria, residents in the Kurdish-dominated Qamishli have hurled military vehicles with potatoes as they drove by. A video by the Kurdish news agency shows one man shouting in Arabic, "Like rats, America is running away," while others say in English, "No, America," and "American liar." However, Defense Secretary Mark Esper says some troops will stay in eastern Syria to protect Kurdish-held oil fields for at least the coming weeks, and he's discussing options to keep them there. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hong Kong police mistakenly hit a mosque with water cannon during another day of political unrest. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy has that story.
Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam apologized to Islamic leaders on Monday after police hit a local mosque with dyed water cannon during weekend clashes with protesters. The cannon drenched the front gate of the Kowloon Mosque, Hong Kong's most important Islamic place of worship. Masked protesters were seen hosing down the steps and wiping down its railings shortly after it was sprayed. Police said the mosque had been targeted accidentally and also apologized on Monday. After 2 weeks of relative calm, Sunday's protest shows the movement has not lost support.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. You're listening to VOA News. Canadians vote today to determine whether...